the political landscape starting to become more and more clear, more candidates declaring their candidacy for the big offices that will be in 2022. One of those, of course, is the governor's office. And one of those candidates now is former Congressman Matt Salmon. He joins us. Matt, I got to start off by asking you the simple question. Why? Why jump into this mess again?
Well, Mike, I think that we're at a throat here right now in Arizona. You know, the media, national media is saying that we're a blue state. We've got lots of folks moving from California, and we welcome them. But we just hope that the reason they're leaving California isn't what they're trying to bring politically to Arizona. You know, we are a state that stands for freedom and prosperity and conservative values. And I just really worry, Mike, that if we're not on our toes, you know, the Democrats are going to take the whole trifecta there, both U.S. Senate seats and the governorship, and we will turn into a blue state. And if those values that, you know, the Biden administration is espousing for on behalf of the Democrat Party is what the future for Arizona is, it scares the heck out of me. And I'm not going to sit by and watch that happen.
You made a pretty big splash. I don't know what the word is. I think you left a pretty big legacy in the House of Representatives when you left because of the Freedom Caucus. You were one of the founding members of the Freedom Caucus and the work that they've done. How do you carry that ability to bring people together? Because it's not an easy thing to do. And how are you going to be able to do that in the governor's office?
Well, I think it all gets down to common sense. And I think if folks that you're trying to work with believe that you have the right motive in your heart, that you're trying to do the right thing, I think it gives you a lot of breathing room. I think what people are cynical about and what makes it hard to come to consensus sometimes is when they think all you're doing is campaigning for another office or you're just trying to be the political guy. Look, we've got a lot of serious issues in Arizona, a lot of serious issues. Governor Ducey, I think, did a great job getting our state where it's at in terms of commerce. I think we're doing a good job for business. He made a pledge when he ran to get our income tax to zero. He's gotten us to the goal line. I want to get us over the goal line. We have to compete with states like Florida and Texas and Nevada when it comes to bringing business, and they have no income tax. And I'd like to responsibly figure out a way to get us to a zero income tax because I think that'll help us to compete a lot better. And I think, you know, Ronald Reagan said one time, we subsidize what we want more of and we tax what we want less of. Do we really want less of work and income? I think that's not good policy. So I would like to go in and fight for conservative ideas that grow business, that allow people to be able to pursue their dream. And to me, the best kind of welfare is actually a job. And I want to focus on that like a laser beam, getting people the ability to have a job.
When you look at how close the legislature is now with just a one-seat majority in the House and the Senate for the Republicans, let's just say that maintains a very slim margin for the Republicans. How do you plan on trying to get things done there? I mean, it's getting tougher and tougher. We still don't have a budget right now.
Yeah, it is getting tougher and tougher. And I think, you know, my management style, my style of getting things done is to get right in the middle of everything and roll up my sleeves and mix it up. When I was first into the business world, right after I graduated from college, I had a really good business mentor that coined the phrase management by walking around. I think you've got to be out and about. You've got to be meeting with folks. And a lot of times, Mike, half the battle is just showing up. And sometimes, just showing up and articulating that, you know, look, we have the same desire. We all want Arizona to prosper. This is what I'm trying to do. And how can we get to yes? So I think a lot of it is just, we have a one seat majority. The other thing, as governor, I want to really, really strengthen the Republican Party. And I would like to grow that margin substantially. And I think that, I've got that background. I was a state party chairman several years ago as well, been involved in, I've been a precinct committeeman most of my life in the Republican Party. And I think a strong Republican Party and growing seats in the legislature with an activist governor that's right in the middle of everything is a good thing.
One of the big issues that's flared up again is under the Biden administration, the policies have changed at the border. And even our own Democrat senators are saying that it's a crisis. What plan would you have? I know it's a federal issue, but what would you do as governor to try to ease that issue for some of the border towns and for places here in Arizona that are so affected?
Well, there's several things. I'll talk about at the state level, but I think one of the assets that I bring to this equation, nobody else does, is that I've served both at the state and the federal level, and there is a nexus. And I would be using my bully pulpit as governor and the relationships that I have back in Washington, D.C., to, number one, stand up and fight hard against the encroachment of Washington, D.C. into our state and our values. And I think that's really important. I was just with Governor Ron DeSantis a couple weeks ago. He's one of my dearest friends, and I think he's one of the best governors, if not the best governor in America right now. And we were talking about how great it would be to have some strong conservative governors who are willing to stand up to the federal government. I think that the founding fathers had it totally right when they created the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, and they basically said that anything that's not in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution is left up to the states. And I think that the governors have to stand up and fight on that principle. And one of the things that I would do is work closely with the Attorney General to file lawsuits and to do what we have to do to fight the federal government when they're dropping the ball. That's one. The second thing is, from the state perspective, I've been all around the state in the last couple months talking to our border sheriffs. And I think that the Border Task Force is a good start. But I think that there's a lot more tools that we as a state can be providing them. Now, right now, the wireless cameras at the border to help, catch, these criminals as they're coming across the border. And let's make no mistake, Mike, 100% of the people that are coming across the border are being trafficked across by the cartel. And they're trafficking drugs and, trafficking human beings, trafficking weapons. And so this is about fighting against the cartels. And our border sheriffs need every tool we can give them. And so I believe that technology is part of it that can be given to them. I've talked about the possibility of adding helicopters to their fight. And also, of course, I would involve the National Guard. Governor Ducey, rightly so, has done that. And I think that's a smart idea. But I want to look for every opportunity to provide our border sheriffs with every tool that they have for success so that they can fight against this illegal encroachment into our sovereignty with everything that they've got, too. And I've talked to several. I met with the sheriff and spent the day with him in Yuma, Mark Daniels in Cochise, and Sheriff Lamb. I've spent time with all of them, and they really believe that the state can do more to provide help and assisting to them in what they're doing, and I plan on doing that. The other big thing is I intend to make them close advisors to what I'm doing, because they're right there on the ground. They know exactly more than anybody what's going on, and they know what kind of help they need, and I intend to give them every bit of help that they need.
All right, last question is, you've been working at ASU for quite a while, and there are people that are trying to connect you with some of the policies on campus there at ASU. Can you kind of clear some of that up, or just kind of tell us where you stand on some of the policies at ASU and where you may have differed?
Well, let me also just state that I just resigned from ASU. When I came into the position at ASU over 4 years ago, one of the agreements that I had to adhere to was that I had to stay out of all politics, completely out of politics, which I've done. And I realized that, I just can't continue to do that. And, this recent policy ASU adopted regarding the vaccinations, and kids that didn't vaccinate had to wear masks everywhere they went and had to get tested twice a month. I was opposed to that. And the governor, rightly so, came out with an executive order to get on top of it. And I support 100% his executive order. But the thing is, when you work for an organization, anybody out there that works for a company, sometimes those companies take positions you don't agree with, but you're an employee of that company. And sometimes you just have to sit down and shut up or quit the company. And I found that right now it was necessary for me to quit and to put all of my efforts into this campaign for governor, and so that's what I'm doing. Now, over time, you know, the institution itself has taken lots and lots of positions. You know, some I agree with, some I don't. But as an employee, I wasn't able to vocalize that. Now I'm not. Now I can.
Matt, as always, it's great to talk with you. I wish you the best of luck and hope you'll be on the show many times between now and the election. It's going to be a tough primary, and I look forward to seeing how you do.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. I really appreciate it. You have a great day.
You too. That is Matt Salmon, former congressman, running now for governor, laying out his plan, and they'll be learning a lot about what's happening.